kind of been a surreal experience watching college baseball growing up. This is what you dreamed of, getting to Omaha, being here, and getting to see this out here. It's a lot different than seeing it on TV. Not quite what I expected. It's been awesome. All the amenities around are fantastic. Stadium's awesome. Fans are awesome. And just being able to be in the dugout during the games, during this run here, has been a surreal experience that is definitely going to be a big memory for me for my lifetime.
So before we talk about going from NAFO to Coastal, tell me what you're doing as a – are you a you're a team manager? What exactly are some of the duties that you have?
Yeah, so I'm a student manager, and kind of – the basic overview is, like, we kind of do everything. So that's anything from setting up practice, breaking it down, to, you know, as we're here in Omaha and on the road, we have to organize the meeting room. We're getting a bunch of packages and gear from a bunch of people. So, you know, trying to inventory all that and get it out to the guys. And then it's just basically trying to make the players' and coaches' lives as simple as possible, so all they have to worry about is the game at hand.
All right, so take me through the process. Nation 4 to Coastal. Did you play baseball at NAFO? I assume you did. How did you go from graduating NAFO to being in the dugout with Coastal?
Yeah, so my sophomore year of high school at NAFO, that's when I first got involved with the baseball program. And Coach Lewis was the coach at the time, who's now at Catawba Ridge. But he... that coach and staff didn't quite think I had the abilities as a player to be on the team, but they loved my attitude and the smile I brought every day, and they wanted me to be a part of the program in some way. So he really gave me the opportunity to see what a student manager life was like. And so I did that for my sophomore, junior, and senior year at NAFO. And then when I decided to attend Coastal, I knew it was something I wanted to continue doing, being involved in baseball. So I reached out to the coaching staff here and got an interview, got hired, and I haven't looked back. This has been the best 3 years so far of my life. I have Coach Lewis and NAFO to thank for that.
Good for you. Last two things. You guys have won 26 in a row. I'm not sure what the record is, but obviously it's an incredible run for you guys. I'm curious, how often does that come up? Of course, the media brings it up. It's all over social media. You know, I'm sure you guys are one game at a time. What's kind of like the mindset when you guys are talking about game to game?
Yeah, I mean, we know the record. We know the streak and everything. But, like, as a group, none of us really talk about it. We're just living in the moment, living game to game, just enjoying being around each other, enjoying the game. And we're just trying to win as many baseball games while having fun while we do it. We don't really care what our record is, what the streak is, what the media is trying to tell us or any of that. We just want to go out there, be together, and play Coastal baseball.
So Kevin Schnall, now the coach, he takes over for Gilmore, who was there for many, many years. You've been there for both guys. Kevin Schnall's been all over social media. He's getting a lot of praise for how he's handled media and how he's handled just overall experiences that the Coastal's been through. What's kind of been the difference from what you've noticed with Kevin Schnall?
With Coach Schnall, I feel like he's more in tune with this day and age of the game and how the landscape's always changing. I feel like he's more suited for it with NIL and all that. He knows how to talk to the media, all that, whereas Coach Gilmore, he was not in a bad way, but kind of that old style coach, but yeah, he really knew how to get to people. He was a great coach, great mentor, but Coach Knoll has been nothing but fantastic. He's a great coach, great mind, great human. And he just teaches us how to be, all the guys, how to be great players, but also great human beings at the same time.
Last thing, Ryan, what would you like to tell your friends down in Fort Mill? And how much have you heard from? Have your phone getting blown up from all your Nation Ford friends and Fort Mill friends? What's this week been like hearing from them?
Yeah, after we won the Super Regional down in Auburn, I got a few texts from high school coaches, high school friends and buddies, some who have reached out while I've been in Omaha. It's been fantastic. Love everyone back home from there. Haven't been able to see a bunch of them in a while. But, you know, it's great to see that they're reaching out to me, seeing me and everything. And I couldn't be more thankful for all of them and everything they've done for me.